Random House Audio presents When the Thrill is Gone by Walter Mosley. Read by Myron Willis.
Chapter 1. Somewhere beyond my line of sight, a man groaned, pathetically. It sounded as if he had reached the end of his reserves and was now about to die. But I couldn't stop to see what the problem was. I was too deep into the rhythm of working the hard belly of the speed bag. That air-filled leather bladder was hitting its suspension plate faster than any basketball the NBA could imagine. Nothing in the world is more harmonizing than hitting the speed bag at 3 in the afternoon, when most other workers are sitting in cubicles, dreaming of retirement, praying for Saturday, or finding themselves crammed in down underground on subway cars, hurtling toward destinations they never bargained for. Battling the speed bag, first with the heels of your gloved fists, and then with a straight punch peppered in for variety, you hone the ability to go all the way, as far as you can, getting in close, but never allowing the bag to slap you in the face. Then, after that hard leather sack is moving more rapidly than the eye can follow, your hips and thighs, neck and head begin to move quickly, unexpectedly, like water, unerring in its headlong rush over and around any obstacle, wearing down your imagined opponent with the inevitability of time. And as any boxer can tell you, time is always running out. Anybody you get in the ring with you is bigger and stronger. The worst problem you ever had in your lazy life, Gordo would say.